Getting your hair done can be good medicine. It's one reason why Joanne Hubacca is so busy. For four decades, Hubacca has been fixing people's hair at Life Care Center, a nursing home in Kirkland. KUOW's Ruby DeLuna recently visited Hubacca. Her profile is part of an ongoing series of audio portraits of people who challenge our assumptions of old age.
And here's my shop. Come on in. It's a little shop, but it's got everything you need. I'm Joanne Hubacca, and I'm the hairdresser here at Life Care Center in Kirkland. I'm getting my curling irons heated up. The lady that's coming in, she wants her hair curled because that's not how her hair normally looks. It's real straight. Here she is. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready to get your hair done?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Tomorrow is my birthday. I'm going to be 84 years old.
Wow. Well, and you want to look beautiful for tomorrow. What did you want me to do?
I don't think I need a haircut, do I?
Well, you do need a haircut, but we could wait a little bit if you want to.
I like some curls.
You want some curls?
Yeah. I want to look nice.
When Elaine first came in, she just thought she was ugly all the time and old. And I looked at her and I said, you're not that. You are old, you know that. But I said, old people can be beautiful. And that's all they'd hear all the time, so you'll hear them all say that because, I mean, they can't get away from it. I won't let them say anything else. I like your jacket.
Thank you. That's what I bought last year.
You're always trying to fix yourself up really nice, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
That's right.
Well, just because you're sick, you know, you still got to get yourself... keep yourself up.
Yeah, you do a nice job in keeping yourself up. She's just changed just so much. She didn't used to smile or anything. And now, you know, for her to go shopping for jewelry and I just love it because it gets them so excited. I think I want a new dress versus, well, I'm too old and I might die tomorrow. I'm not going to buy a new dress. But now they can see they're having a lot of fun. So are you going to celebrate with Richard?
Yeah, we'll celebrate together.
Well, I got to go down there and tell him happy birthday. He's one of my customers. He's sharp as a tack. He can hear way better than me, so I can't gossip about him behind his back because he can hear everything. I'm amazed at him. I started working here when I was in my late 20s, and the first day I walked in, I thought, this feels weird. I feel like I belong here. I have to be careful the hairspray doesn't spray too strong because that'll straighten your hair too. People don't realize how fine other people's hair can be. Okay, let's see. Oh, that feels like it's starting to get there. Now, you know tomorrow you can't comb through it because it'll be gone. So somebody, you just tell them if something's sticking out, just to push it in with their fingers, okay?
Uh-huh.
Because then you'll still have your curls tomorrow. I've always been around older people and listen. When I can't figure things out, I talk to them, and they've just given me so much. When you're coming to them and you're feeling upset and serious about something, they'll kind of put a nice little side to it where, you know, that's not really so important. you know, it's important in one way, and they'll say you have to get things together and make sure everything's taken care of. But after that, you just have to let it go and have fun. Well, listen, you have a good birthday. And if I can make it, I'll see you tomorrow, okay? Otherwise, you know I'm thinking about you.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
That was Joanne Hubacka, in her own words, working at the Life Care Center nursing home in Kirkland. Her story was produced by KUOW's Ruby DeLuna.